here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 12th of March, 2007. It's the birthday of poet Naomi Shihab Nye, born in St. Louis, 1952. Her father, Palestinian from Jerusalem, her mother, American. She said, "Our house held rich fragrances of cardamom, garlic, and olive oil. Languages danced together in our rooms. Interesting people drifted through our doors." It's the birthday of Jack Kerouac, born Jean-Louis Kerouac in Lowell, Massachusetts, 1922. Grew up speaking French, didn't speak English until junior high. Played football, got an athletic scholarship to Columbia University, where he met Allen Ginsberg. And in 1951, he sat down at his kitchen table, put a long roll of paper into his typewriter, and wrote the story of his friend Neil Cassady and their trips around the country. The paper was 9 inches wide, 119 feet long, and on it he wrote his novel, On the Road. And it's the birthday of the writer Dave Eggers, born in Boston, 1970. Grew up in Lake Forest, Illinois, the town where the movie Ordinary People was shot. Wanted to be a cartoonist, majored in art, journalism at the University of Illinois. And while he was in college, his mother was diagnosed with stomach cancer. Then, just after she went through stomach surgery, his father was diagnosed with brain cancer. And 6 months later, both of his parents were dead. Eggers was just 21 years old. He later wrote, "On the one hand, you are so completely bewildered that something so surreal and incomprehensible could happen. At the same time, suddenly the limitations or hesitations that you might have imposed on yourself fall away. There's a weird, optimistic recklessness that could easily be construed as nihilism, but is really the opposite. You see that there is a beginning and an end, and that you have only a certain amount of time to act, and you want to get started." He dropped out of college to bring up his 15-year-old younger brother. They moved to San Francisco, and Eggers used the insurance money to start his own magazine with some high school friends. The magazine was called Might Magazine. It lasted only for 16 issues, but he soon started up a new literary quarterly called Timothy McSweeney's Quarterly Concern. He wanted to experiment with graphic design and printing techniques, change the format of the journal for every issue. One issue consisted of 14 individually bound pamphlets. Another included a music CD with a different piece of music composed for each piece in the journal. And at the same time, Dave Eggers was staying up late at night writing a book about the death of his parents and the effect that it had on his life. A book that grew into his memoir, A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius, which was a big bestseller in 2000. Here's a poem for today by Phoebe Hansen entitled Cottonwoods. In the cottonwood grove behind Doll's Farm, the eyes of rusting cars stare at me before I crawl into them, pretend I am driving. Power flows from the wheels. I believe I am in control. Forget my mother's heart lies fading in a little bedroom beyond the rows of corn. They have sent me away from her dying to play in the grove, to whisper into the ears of corn towering above me as I sit between the rows reading her letters, which say she misses me, even though it is quieter without me and my brother fighting. He has brought her a goldfish from the little pond beside the pergola house and laid it on her stomach. Years later, I return to the grove where the cottonwood trees have grown scrawny, but the old cars are still there. Their eyes stare at me, unseeing and dead. Phoebe Hansen's poem Cottonwoods from her collection Why Still Dance, published by Noden Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.